The flooding and cyclones have impacted the Tairawhiti in particularly severely. And with us this morning, we've got Dr. Wayne Nutter. Morena e hoa.
Kia ora, morena.
Hey, the roads are damaged, and the photos we've seen make the roads look beyond repair. You can't get in or out of Gisborne. And how many times has this happened this year? Is it three or four?
Three or four times here. That's the main highways, State Highway to Waiweka for Portiki, and of course south and north of Gisborne at times. So those are the main highways, which of course are being attended to, and they're open at different times, bar the one going to Opotiki. But I suppose more than there are all the other roads, the inland roads, the by roads, and there's numerous roads that go to settlements and people's farms, homes, and so forth that are really damaged, and not just recently, but over the last few months and maybe a year. So a lot of work to be done.
Yes, and I've seen the Facebook posts and talked to whānau, and they're exhausted. Rain, when it rains now, it's not a cause to, you know, Nanny Wai down in Ruatoria used to be filling up her water tanks, and now they're trying to get rid of the water. Hey, what's been the impact on you and what you've seen?
Well, what I've seen is exactly that. I suppose we used to welcome the rain, and I suppose you still do welcome the rain because that fills the tanks. But it's gone beyond that. and I did an interview with Radio Wātea, with Poatu Wāinga.
Poaturoa, yes.
Poaturoa. And I made the comment, you know, he harapea no mātou I pēnei ai te kāhata tūkino. I'm just wondering what we've done wrong in the scheme of things. You can't control what's coming from the sky, and of course in the rivers, to a certain extent. It's just that it's become obviously more frequent, and you've got saturation on saturation. You've got a water table that is going to take a while to dissipate, and even though we've had fine day or relatively clear days in the last 2 days, we'll need long periods of warm or dry weather to really settle things down, and that won't come to maybe spring or summer, suggestions are. Yeah,
and we've just started winter.
Yeah, we're going into winter now.
Hey, you know, we've got some whānau who are coming away to, say, Auckland for a break, but many can't. They're feeling, the people I've been talking to, have been feeling very depressed and tired.
Yeah, I think tired is right. I think people are over the resilience thing. You know, we might say that we're resilient, but I think there's more to it than that. And my worry, and not just my worry, for instance, at this point in time, but over the decades, has been that the more and more difficult it is and challenging it is to live in places like rural Tairawhiti and far north, for instance, the more your productive people will leave. And we've seen that over the decades. And you know, you can't blame people for seeking life, work, lifestyle elsewhere where it's maybe less challenging. And then, of course, you ask yourself, well, who's looking after the haukainga? You're having less and less resource at home to look after your marae, look after your old people and all those sorts of things. And, you know, you get on with that sort of business, but it's still challenging.
It is, and our people are resilient, but there is damage. There is, you know, a limit to how much people can put up with, especially if they get options.
Yeah, there is a limit. Some of the fundamental things still remain. So people still look after each other. Those things remain, and that strengthens community, of course. But you want community to be strengthened by positive events as well, as opposed to the challenges that we face more regularly, particularly with weather.
Mm.
So, you know, how do you do that? What do you do with your people who are still in the communities that we have on places like the East Coast? You do get together. You do stuff together. If I give an example, like for instance, in Uawa here, we have at the moment two functioning marae out of possible five, because the others have suffered damage and still being attended to. So, you know, those sorts of things impact on what we can do in our particular communities with our particular marae. And that's sort of repeated elsewhere as well. those are the challenges you face daily.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the urupa and the marae. Whakapapa tūtangoeo, and the devastation was heartbreaking. And yet they're still, still clearing up the silt again and looking at options of how they can, should they move their wharenui, do they have to move the whole urupa? And I know there are communities on the coast that are looking at those same challenges as well.
Yeah, that's front of mind. So, you know, some of our urupa have been damaged, of course, so you clean them up and then you ask yourself the question, well, what do we do next? Where do we go? That whole thinking around managed retreat over the next few decades, that's a reality. Managed retreat within the rohe. There's, of course, people who will go out of the rohe and go elsewhere, and that's okay. But within the rohe, we've got to work out, okay, is this about going to higher ground? Is this about working out options for whānau and their properties and their homes and all that sort of thing to shift, because there is no doubt that there will be more events like this, and we've got to be realistic and pragmatic about it.
And so you, as one of the leaders down the Tairawhiti, you are working on a plan, or you definitely don't leave it to the government.
No. We've got to do things ourselves. There might be some help from elsewhere, but really, at the end of the day, we've got to make decisions for ourselves. To be honest, we just haven't had time and space just to sit down and talk about these things. We might have talked about them in smaller gatherings, but in terms of a way forward and a managed way forward, most of the communities on, say, the coast here just haven't had the space to do that. And I do think we'll get around to it. It's at the moment, I think we're still in response mode to what has happened and just settling ourselves down, sorting our lives out more than anything else, getting on with work, because we've all got lives.
Yeah, and you still need the work. Hey, tēnā koe, e te rangatira, e mihi nui kia koe me te whānau hoki kei te Tairawhiti. Nō ora rā, koutou.
Tēnā koutou.